Welcome to Vita Poetica Journals podcast. We're an online journal featuring creative work explored through a spiritual lens and a publication of the Vita Poetica Arts and Faith Collective. Today on the podcast, we are featuring a poet and a visual artist. Our poet is Joseph Bird, and he will be reading his poem, Prayer for a Prisoner, published in our summer 2023 issue. And our visual artist is Lucy Bell. Her work, The Mythology of Memory, can also be found online in our summer 2023 issue. There are links to see her artwork in the episode description. Joseph Bird's work has appeared or is forthcoming in Punt Volat, Pedestal, South Florida Poetry Review, and others. He's a Pushcart Prize nominee, was long listed for the Urbachi Prize, and was in the Storyboard Chicago cohort with Kaveh Akbar. An associate artist in poetry under Joy Harjo at the Atlantic Center for the Arts, he is on the reading board for The Plenitudes. Lucy Bell is an artist based in Northern California. She's primarily a painter, but also utilizes textiles and clay to convey her ideas. After receiving her BFA from UC San Diego, Bell's work has been published internationally and throughout the US. She has had work shown along the West Coast, notably in San Francisco, Santa Cruz, and San Diego. Here first is our poet, Joseph Bird.
This is Joseph Bird reading Prayer for a Prisoner, a poem that stems from my time as a facilitator with Shakespeare behind bars. Mike, one of my favorite inmates in the circle, who loved to quote Nietzsche and Kierkegaard, was serving time for armed robbery of a sushi restaurant, and he didn't actually steal any money. He was hungry, and he stole sushi, so here goes. Prayer for a Prisoner. There is simply a lot of swallowing. There are simply a lot of guns stuck in faces, and the sushi lady is simply terrified, being held up, pointed at, the gunman's Adam's apple in rigorous parlay, a remorsed code ticking in dips and shudders like a dreaded Dow Jones, like the prison population which will soon demand his dividends. O thou who art unchangeable, whom nothing changes, what there is to swallow is here, as you showed, as you know, the same violent vinegar, sponging away nothing, stuck in our faces, and since longing is thy gift, may he, your dear dragon roll, swallow himself, and may his inward tongue of flame become a crowned knot of fire, taming this wasabi dance of demon and desire, so that when the longing lays hold of any of us, we might learn to make no meal of murder, save the death of that which turns the sheep into the herder.
Hi, this is Lucy, recording for Vita Poetica. I am in a state of delusion and disassociation, living on the fringes of where my imagination meets reality. My two selves, one closeted and one proudly queer, exist in opposition and with great tension. My surreal personal mythos is born from this, asking, who am I? Who could I be? Who have I been? What is memory but the stories we tell ourselves? When we remember something, does it change each time? At what point does the memory become completely made up? This is where these works come from. Through my work, I blend folklore and religion with memory to create a surreal personal mythology. I am interested in the historical connections between Christianity with tarot cards, other picture cards, and paganism, and how they interact in modern day. Something like Eden is heavily inspired by the King of Cups tarot card, which represents mastery of emotion and balance. The red world I've created is based around memories and body, thinking about the spaces within and spaces hidden in plain sight. Red is a color fraught with meaning, bringing to mind rage, lust, blood, wine, gems, flesh. What if there was a ghost of myself looking at myself? Is that not what remembering is? Memory is as real as we can make it and as fictional as we allow ourselves to believe.
That was visual artist Lucy Bell sharing about her art featured in our summer 2023 issue. And before that, you heard Joseph Bird reading his poem, Prayer for a Prisoner. You can learn more about Vita Poetica at the website in our podcast description, www.vitapoetica.org, where you can find details on how to submit to the journal and other ways to get involved. Thanks for listening, and more soon.